Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
Today, we'll be looking at John chapter 5. Okay, so can we please stand as we read the word? John 5, 1 to 6. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem near the sheep gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned what he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, "Do you want to get well? You want to be healed?" Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you are a great healer, a powerful God who heals us and makes us whole. In Jesus' name, amen. You may take your seats. Who among us here need physical healing from God today? We'll be praying for you later at the end, okay? Humihiling kayo ng healing kay Lord. No? You need healing? Or some of your family members, relatives, or friends are in need of healing. So I hope that through this message, I can encourage you that you yourself, as a believer, are authorized by Jesus, by our Lord, to heal the sick. Did you know that? In Mark chapter 16, it says there that these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will lay their hands on the sick, and they will get well, they will recover. So, yung hands po natin, gagamitin po natin yan. No? Hindi sa pagdodota, hindi sa pagpapatay ng plants and zombies. No? Kundi, pag use your hands to lay hands on the sick. And there are different views about sickness. May mga iba-iba pong paniniwala sa karamdaman o sa sakit, no? Yung iba, when they get sick, they just let it be, no? Parang inaasa na lang nila, no? Na wala na silang pag-asa. Or some of them think or believe that maybe this sickness is an instrument ginagamit to ni Lord para turuan ako ng leksyon, no? So if that's so, if God is teaching you a lesson through that sickness, then bakit si Jesus? Di sana pinabayaan na lang niya yung mga may sakit sa Bible, no? But Jesus healed the sick. No, that it is the nature and the will of God to heal sick people. Yung iba naman, ang common recourse na is called the doctor. No, that's because it's a medical reason. And that's good, no? Dapat konsultan niyo sa doktor ano man nararamdaman niyo. Yung iba naman, ayaw sa doktor, pumupunta sa faith healer, no? Mga albularyo. Na ginadaan sa dahon, sa dasal, sa orasyon, sa ano pa ba 'yon? Mga rituals, no? Meron nga dito may isang albularyo sa Quiapo, ang pangalan niya si Apo Lacay Nazareno, master healer from Mount Banahaw, na nasunog, no? Yung Mount Banahaw nagkasunog. At isa po sa mga nagagawa niya, sa mga claims niya, isa sa mga ginagamot ni Apo Lacay ay yung magpabalik ng magkahiwalay na mag-asawa at magkahiwalay na boyfriend at girlfriend, no? So baka may mighty bansyang dala, no? Para pagdikitin uli kasi nagkahiwalay daw, eh. Oh. So how can we receive healing from God? Yan po ang titingnan natin ngayong hapon na to, no? Ito pong verse, itong passage na binasa natin, it happened during a feast of the Jews. It's a feast, a new moon festival, time of celebration, a time of resting from work, and time to worship God, no? At sabi po dito sa John 5, ay marami pong may sakit na nag-gather dito sa pool of Bethesda. No, at napansin niyo po ba wala nawawala yung verse 4 dun sa binasa natin, no? Kasi po yung verse 4 according to the footnotes or study notes or commentaries, it was verse 4 was an addition by a scribe or a copyist who was familiar with the tradition of healing. Yung nangyayari in legends or yung mga nangyari sa pool ng Bethesda na may mga gumagaling nga doon. No? Basahin natin sa ESV version, English Standard Version, John 5:4. And verse 4 was written to explain verse 7. No? Kasi nga, unang tumalon ay gumagaling. So, these paralyzed people, these sick people are waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred the water. No? So, na-picture niya na. May isang anghel. Malaking anghel yan. May malaking pala. No? At kinakaw-kaw, hinahalo yung pool. No? And whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was healed of whatever disease he had. So, pag gumalaw na yung tubig, tinitingnan na yung tubig, no? Pag gumalaw at nakita na, hinalo na nung anghel. No? Sinong unang tumalon ay gagaling. So, walang reservation. First come, first serve. First jump, first one who gets, first jump, first healed. First jump, first healed. Parang yun yung sign, ano? Sinong unang tumalon ay gagaling. No? So, and then verse 5, no? Anong nangyari sa verse 5? One was there. Ano pangalan ng pinagaling? Si Juan. No? Pinoy siya. No? One was there. Had been an invalid for 38 years. So, each one bring one. No? Kaya in the midst of many sick people, no, pumili si Jesus ng isang tao. Isang invalid who had been disabled, paralyzed for 38 years. Yung pinaka-desperate, pinaka- in need of healing. Yun ang pinili ni Jesus. And sinabi sa commentary na kaya sinabing 38 years is to highlight or stress the power of the one who is performing the healer. Kahit gaano pakatagal yung sakit mo, kahit gaano pakagrabe yung sakit mo, no matter how severe, malignant your sickness or disease, God can heal your sickness or disease. He can take away your pain, no, today. Do you believe that? So, this event happened during a feast, and we can see three steps or three things that Jesus did. No, how we can receive healing from God. Paano ba tayo tatanggap ng kagalingan mula kay Lord? And I believe that through this passage, it's not just only physical healing, but the totality of our healing. God wants to heal us mentally, physically, emotionally, and even spiritually. God wants to forgive our sins, no? God wants us to be made whole. Yun po ang layunin. Yun po ang kagustuhan ng ni Lord. So, first observation is we can see that Jesus cares. Jesus cares. Nagmalaksakit po si Lord, no? Verse 16, anong niya? Jesus asked the man, "Do you want to get well?" No? Gusto mo bang gumaling? Now, Jesus cares because he took the initiative, no, to offer healing. Hindi naman humihingi ng healing to. Hindi naman siya nilapitan, but Jesus approached the man. Normally, people will approach Jesus. Yung mga bulag pipibingi, lumalapit sila. Mga may leprosy, lumalapit kay Jesus. But this time, it was Jesus who approached the man. He cared. He cares for this invalid. And why did Jesus ask that question? Do you want to get well? He is expecting a response. No? Gusto niya malaman kung ano yung nasa puso ng tao. He wanted to know what was in the heart of the man. Because even though that question seems simple, no, he wanted to know what's in the heart, what's in the mind of the man. No? Kasi nga, bedridden na siya for 38 years and he is already hopeless. No? And that's why makikita natin na that the man seems hopeless and paralyzed, not just physically, but paralyzed in his mind, in his will. He seems hopeless. No? And you can be physically healthy, but some of us can be paralyzed in another aspect. You may be paralyzed spiritually. No? You may be in bondage to a certain vice. Maybe you are a slave of sin, spiritually in bondage. No, you're a slave to vices, addiction. No, smoking, drinking, drugs, or immoral sex. You may be a slave of sin, or you may be paralyzed mentally. There's indecision. Hindi ka makapag-decide kung ano yung saan ka mag-work or sinong pipiliin mo. O sinong saan ka pupunta. Or you may be paralyzed emotionally. Your broken heart is not yet fixed. No? For the first time and forever, your heart is still frozen. That's why you have to let it go. No? Let it go. Diba? Kaya you need healing from Jesus. No? Emotional healing. No, kaya nga meron tayong victory weekend dito sa Victory. Pagtapos ka ng one-to-one victory weekend so that you'll experience the freedom of Christ, freedom that Jesus has accomplished for us at the cross. So makita natin dito, when Jesus asked that question, do you want to get well? Ano yung sagot ng invalid? Instead of answering yes or no, he just replied with all his excuses and limitation. Verse 7, John 5:7. Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. Walang magdadala sa akin. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. So, pagpapunta na ako, may nauna na sa akin tumalon. And so, the man's answer is basically, yes, I want to be healed, pero I don't know how this can happen. No? Nililimit niya si Lord. He is putting God in a box. And most importantly, he is just looking at the pool. No, nakatingin lang siya sa pool. Yung Bethesda, the place, incidentally, the place Bethesda means the house of mercy. House of mercy. But right in front of the disabled man, right in front of him, was Jesus, the God of mercy. So Jesus wanted him to know that you don't have to look to the pool of mercy. You need the person who gives mercy, the one who gives who is the source of real healing. Don't look to the place, look to the person of Christ. And that's why that's an error of people to look to the place. There are many places in the world today people go to for healing. In the ancient Greece, people go to the sanctuary of Asclepius, the healing god. In Roman times, patients in Britain took to go to the waters at a shrine at Bath. Even now, millions of people go to Ganges River in India just to be healed. Kahit na napakarumi nung ilog, no? At sila dun sila nililigo in believing that they will get healed. Here in the Philippines, people go to religious places in Manawag, Pangasinan, in Quiapo, pag during the Feast of Nazarene, they go to Agoo La Union or the Grotto in Novaliches. But Jesus is telling this person, do you want to get well? Do you want to really know the source of real healing? No, it's right, I'm here in front of you. That's why he initiated the way for this man to be healed. No, he cares. And the next step is we can see that Jesus cures. No, he healed the invalid. Jesus cures. Number two, no, Siya'y pinagaling niya yung may sakit. John 5, 8 and 9. Then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. Okay, so Jesus commands the impossible. Pick up your mat. No? Get up, pick up your mat and walk. And normally, a person, kailangan dapat yung person na may heal, dapat papakita niya yung faith niya. Diba? Karamihan ng pinagaling ni Jesus, sinabi niya, go daughter, your faith has healed you, go in peace. Diba? Makita natin sa Gospels. But this time, even though the man didn't show his faith at once, no, pinagaling ni Jesus at his own initiative, at by his own power and mercy. So that's why even with our limitations and excuses, no, Jesus went beyond and displayed his mercy to him. This man. And that's why, in effect, no, nung na-realize ng tao, may power to, no? So, try ko nga, tumayo. And so, but because he believed Jesus, he was able to walk. Why? Because the word of God spoken is very powerful. No? The words that we read in the Bible are not just letters or religious words. These words, the Word of God, the Bible is God-breathed. Hiningahan niya. No, it's inspired. It's God-breathed. It's full of life and power from God. That's why when you take the Word and speak it in faith over your situation, it will change your circumstances. And that's why we can see Jesus commanding healing. No, inutusan rin niya, yung mga apostles niya, command healing, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. Makita natin sa Mark chapter 3, the man with the shriveled hand, Jesus commanded him to stretch out your hand. He stretched it out and his hand was completely restored. The man with leprosy, Matthew 8, a man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I'm willing. Be clean. He said, be clean. Immediately, he was cured of his leprosy. Okay, so ikukuman yung, be clean. Diba? Be healed. If you're sick, be healed. Diba? If you're believing God for your family to be saved, Lord, I believe that my household, my family, my parents, my brothers and sisters will be saved and come to know you. They will turn away from their sins and believe in you. I-declare mo yan. Pag-pray mo yan, araw, gabi. No? And they will, ma-invite mo na sila dito sa victory. So kung ano man yung situation mo, you speak in faith. No? So command mo yung wallet mo. Wallet, be filled with money. No? Kaya, yan, may magbe-bless sa'yo pagkatapos ng service. No? Stomach, be made full. Oh, may magpapakain na sa'yo. Oh. So, there's power. How many of you believe the Word of God is powerful? It's living and active. Diba? It penetrates to the heart and spirit. That's why you've got to speak the Word in faith. I believe, therefore I speak. Meron nga akong natanggap na text message last August 29 last year. From one of our members in Victory Nova, Novaliches. Because last year ba yun? Yeah. Hindi. 2 years ago, I prayed over the phone for the healing of their son-in-law who is in Toronto, Canada. No, meron ba sa atin dito? May kamag-anak kayo sa Toronto, Canada? Oh, pag kumain kayo ng dalawang turon, Toronto. Toronto yon, no? Dalawang turon. Toronto. Anyway. So, pinag-pray ko siya. Nasa Toronto siya. No? Meron ako Magic Jack. At tinawagan ko si Joel de Guzman, husband ni Lani, formerly Lani Canosa. Some of you from Victory U-Belt in the early years may know her, may know them. And so, pinag-pray ko siya na mapagaling from cancer. And so, ito yung text. Pasahin ko lang. Pastor, maraming salamat sa mga prayers. Kumalat na yung CA cells, cancer cells, sa liver and colon. After chemo treatment, nag-metastasize. So, he had a CT scan before the operation. So, kumalat na. Kaya, kailangan i-CT scan bago operahan. No? By God's mercy, Joel is healed. Nagulat yung mga doktor. Walang nakitang trace ng cancer. Hindi na siya operahan. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God is good. God is powerful. God is faithful, this word. So, alam ko si Lord ang nagpagaling noon kasi napakalayo ko para ilay hands ko. He just prayed over the phone. Ako nasa Quezon City, siya nasa Toronto. So, si Lord talaga nagpagaling. No? Miracle. And yesterday, he came home here for a vacation, si Joel and his wife. And I'm planning to meet them this week, take a picture with him, and post it on Facebook to testify of the power of God. Hallelujah. No? So Jesus cares, Jesus cures. Number three, Jesus commands the man to stop sinning in order to preserve his healing. No? Inutusan niya. Ito yung inutos niya. John 5:14-15. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, see, you're well again. Stop sinning or something worse may happen to you. Okay, so, binalaan niya, winarningan niya. No? Don't go back to your sinful ways. preserve your healing. And that, which means Jesus is not only concerned for his physical healing, but his spiritual healing. No, he wanted him to know God as his Savior, the one who forgives all his sins, the one who rescues him from the power of sin. Gusto niya magbago, magbagong buhay na yung lalaki, hindi lang gumaling. No? And that's why may implication po yun. Yung when do you want to get well? That means you have to have a change of lifestyle. No? Stop living in sin and start living a healthy life. Why? Because this man was an invalid. And the word invalid in the Greek is asthenia, which means the moral, the mental, and physical weakness. That's it's the tendency, the inclination to sin. And so, most probably, the reason why he became disabled and paralyzed because of his moral sin. Yun po ang ibig sabihin ng invalid. Moral, spiritual, or physical weakness. And that's why Jesus wants him to be set free from sin, which is the root of his sickness. And that's why God will heal us. Do you want to get well? May implication po yun. Even sa lifestyle po natin. No? Kung gumaling ka na after seeing a doctor, after being discharged from the hospital. Pero kumain ka naman ng crispy pata, liempo, sisig, lechon, bagnet. Lahat ng mga pagkain pampabata. Lahat ng taba. So, hindi rin magtatagal yung healing mo. No? Kasi you're going back to you're living an unhealthy lifestyle. Why? Because our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, ang ating mong katawan ay templo ng banal na spirit. And we have to take care of our bodies. Physical training has some value. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, so, after healing the man, no, may mga nagtanong, may mga religious leaders, na curious sila. John 5:12. So they asked him, who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk? Sino ba yung nagpagaling sa iyo? Sino ba yung nagpagaling sa iyo? So the invalid in the beginning is hoping that he will be healed through the pool. Pero ang nagpagaling sa kanya, si Jesus, who is the God of mercy. And hindi niya kilala sa umpisa. And so, but Jesus, the God of mercy, who is rich, the God who is rich in mercy, his mercy is so overflowing, no, so overwhelming. That's why it overcame the sins and the sickness of this invalid man. No, no matter what your situation is, no matter how impossible your situation is, your crisis, alam mo gaano kagrabe yung crisis na kinakaharap mo ngayon, God's mercy is powerful, is overwhelming, that it can overcome all your sins, all your pain, all your sicknesses and disease. And that's why the main point that we can see here is Jesus is the merciful and powerful healer who heals us completely. We have learned during first week that Jesus is the Son of God, the true and living God, ang totoong Diyos. We have learned that Jesus is our deliverer who rescues us from the storms of life so that we don't have any reason to fear. We have learned that Jesus is Lord, our Master, our God, our ruler, our King, our the governor, our true God who governs and controls everything in our lives. And Jesus is the merciful and powerful healer who heals sick people even today. Do you believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? That's why whatever Jesus did in 2,000 years ago, he's still doing it today. In a few minutes, we'll be praying for you, for those of you who need healing. But first, let me just read to you this verse on healing. Isaiah 53, what is the basis of our healing? But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. No, dahil po sa mga latay, mga hagupit, mga paglalatigo kay Jesus. You know, alam niyo po yung latigo, that Roman flagellum, that whip, that scourge, that hit, that whip, that was na nilatigo sa likod ni Jesus. They contain nails, mga bubog, mga pako. That's why pag hinagupit ka, pag nilatigo ka, ay kasama yung balat, no, at laman. That's why Jesus paid the penalty for our sicknesses. That's why in Matthew chapter 8, nasabi po doon, when evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with the word and healed all the sick. So that this was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah, he took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. So dinala po niya sa kanyang katawan ang ating mga sakit. And in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. We have been healed by his stripes, by his wounds. Sa pamamagitan po ng sugat ni Jesus, tayo po yung pinagaling niya. And what did Jesus do 2,000 years ago? Acts 10:38 says there how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. How many of you believe God is here in our midst today? If God is here, then He will heal all who are sick. God, you're the creator of the universe. You're the head of this church. Today, Lord, we are believing for healing. And today as we're praying, maybe you have a heart condition. You're undergoing a bypass, or maybe there's trouble with arteries, may problems, heart. I believe there may be some of us here who has a heart condition or problem. I want to pray for you first. Is there any one of us here who have a heart condition and you need prayer for healing? Just can you come up here to the front? Can you come here so we can lay hands on you? Yes. Yun lamang pong, yes. God will heal you. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. By His wounds, we are healed. And maybe as you can intercede softly. Maybe if you're a victory group leader, you can stand behind these people. If you're a discipleship coach, or victory group leader, you can stand beside them. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, dito po tayo siya. Yes. Yes, let's pray. God is the strength of our heart, no? And our portion forever. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the God who heals sick people today. And Lord, we pray for these men and women, Lord, we thank you that you're abounding in love and rich in mercy. And Lord, we pray that you strengthen them, heal their hearts, Lord. We pray that you open up the arteries, the valves, and that you will heal them, heal their hearts, make them whole, restore their hearts, Lord God. We thank you that nothing is impossible to you. And so, Lord, we speak to the hearts to be strong, to be healthy, to be restored, to normalize. Lord, we pray for the arteries, for the clogs to be removed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that they will not be operated, but they will live long. They will have a strong heart and a healthy life. Thank you, Jesus, that by your wounds they are healed. So I release the resurrection power, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And we lay hands on them and we thank you. We believe that they will recover and they will get well. Give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen and amen.